Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, one of the things that the Harlem Children's Zone focuses on is early childhood nutrition, and it's something that we should all be keeping in mind over the long run. So I have tried to dabble in vegetarianism. That didn't last, I'm afraid to say. I know some proud pescatarians, and there are the ABBers, all but beef folk. Well, how about those people who are aviarians, maybe? Those chicken-only folks? I just made that last one up. But anyway, you know who you are, because the point is that many people have been trying to follow the long-held advice from nutritionists, limit how much red meat you eat. But a new study from the Harvard School of Public Health suggests that all red meat is not equal. Study co-author Dariush Mozavarian explains.
We found that processed meats were associated with higher risk of heart disease and diabetes, and that unprocessed red meats were not.
WBUR Health and Science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer is here to discuss the study. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Sasha.
Hi, Meghna. Thank you.
Also with us is Joan Salgi Blake. She's Clinical Associate Professor of Nutrition at Boston University. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Sasha, let me start with you. So haven't we heard for years that researchers are warning us against eating all red meat, but now we're learning that it's processed red meats that are bad for our hearts? So what exactly is the difference here, and why is it that those unprocessed meats are okay?
So it turns out that most of the red meat studies that have been done didn't distinguish between processed and unprocessed meats. So unprocessed means beef or lamb or pork that hasn't been salted, cured, smoked, has no chemical preservatives. Processed is all those things that most people love: hot dogs, sausages, bacon, salami. That stuff that has salt, it has nitrates, and it makes it last really long. And it's the processed meats, the researchers found, that are really responsible for most of the health problems.
So, Sasha, you're hurting my heart here, because I'm hearing that eating Fenway Franks may not be so good for me. So what are the consequences?
The consequences are pretty bad. The researchers found, and this is the shocking part, that eating unprocessed meat does not increase your risk of heart disease. But if you're eating a lot of processed meats, then all of a sudden you have a 42% higher risk of heart disease and almost a 20% higher risk of diabetes. So dramatic differences. So the question is, what's the difference? It turns out that it's not saturated fat or cholesterol, because it seems that both processed and unprocessed have the same amounts. But here's the huge difference. Processed meats have tons of salt, about 400% higher than you'd find in unprocessed. And they have about 50% higher nitrates, you know, preservatives. So the researchers think that's the difference, all the salt and all the preservatives.
Wow. So salt, nitrates, and those things that make those processed meats last so long in our refrigerators.
Yes, the things that give them all that long shelf life are not doing our bodies much help.
Well, Joan Salgi Blake from Boston University, I know we've heard a million times before that salt is bad for us, but just a quick reminder as to why.
Right. Well, we know that high sodium diet is associated with high blood pressure, and high blood pressure is a risk factor for heart disease and for stroke. And heart disease is the number one killer of Americans, and stroke is the number three.
And what about the nitrates? What exactly are they? I mean, we see them on all the labeling for these processed meats.
Yes, they are a preservative. And, you know, sodium is a preservative, too. And that is often why it is added to these processed meats for shelf life and, of course, for flavoring. So it's really a preservative.
I mean, I can imagine a lot of people hearing this right now are like, it's summertime, I've got my barbecue ready, I love having those hot dogs and maybe cold cuts, and I want to go to the deli. So do they really have to give them up entirely?
Yeah, it's a great question. No, they don't have to give them up entirely. But what we should be looking for is the lower sodium varieties. And you'll be noticing of late, more and more of them are coming into the delis.
Yeah, actually, this makes me wonder, because we're kind of talking about two categories of food: unprocessed red meats and these processed meats. So that doesn't mean that slices of turkey that you might get, are they any better than bologna?
Right. When it comes to sodium, may not be. They could be very, very high in sodium, and that's why you're going to have to be looking for those low sodium varieties.
Well, Sasha, haven't I heard over the years that red meat takes longer to digest and makes us more susceptible to things like colorectal cancer? So if we increase our consumption of these unprocessed red meats, isn't that an additional worry?
Yes, and this is a key part of the study, and it's a huge asterisk. Basically, this does not mean you should run out and start throwing steaks on the grill, because total intake of red meat still is connected to cancer. So it's still better for you to eat a lot of vegetables, whole grains, nuts, fish, things that actually do good Whereas beef, they think, may not do harm. They can't say it actually does as much good as those foods.
WBUR health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And Joan Salgi-Blake, spokesperson for the American Dietetic Association and clinical associate professor of nutrition at Boston University. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Coming up, a little sports, and...
And when you hear the original voices reading the text, the hair stands up on your head.
The Kennedy brothers' inspirational words set to music. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.